We roll on to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a brand new week of baseball. Biloxi Shuckers in Birmingham. First trip the Shuckers have made to Birmingham this year. And they take on the Barons. First pitch, 7 o'clock. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the reigning Southern League Pitcher of the Week in Nick Merkel. Merck, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
First time you've been up here in Birmingham. First impressions of the ballpark and the town so far?
Looks big league. It's probably the biggest stadium I've been to so far in the minors. Hotel's in a good spot. Lots to do walking around, so looking forward to this week.
You're also coming in off a big week last week. Southern League Pitcher of the Week, 5 2/3, no hit innings. How big was it to stack a couple good appearances last week, and what's been a real good last couple months for you?
It feels good. I try not to think into it too much, just each outing, one pitch at a time, one out at a time. But it's cool to get recognition for that. Don't think the relievers get much love in those awards, so it's cool to bring one home for us bullpen guys.
Is that the first kind of weekly player award you've ever won in your pro career?
I think so. Not 100%, probably, though. Probably is.
How big is it, too, being out there with the guys in the bullpen? How much success you guys have had, too, here in the second half to help this team to be able to bring something back for those guys, bring an honor back?
It feels good. I mean, it's definitely a group award. I feel as a bullpen, we've had a pretty good year down there, and we just try to keep doing it each and every week. Whatever we can do to help this team win is really all we try to do. We have fun while we do it, and everyone goes out and throws zeros, so it's kind of hard to be the guy to not throw a zero. So you just want to keep stacking zeros each and every day.
You've been throwing up a lot of zeros since really the entire second half, but it even goes back to early June. Last time we talked in Rocket City at the end of the first half, you had had a terrific month of June, and you haven't really stopped since then. What's been the key to your success over about the past 2-plus months here in Double A?
Just not overthinking it, trusting the stuff, trusting Will and Paul, coaches, just working each and every week. Something new maybe comes up, something that I'm getting away from and I need to get back to. It's just trying to micromanage stuff without making too big of changes here and there.
How big has that growth been here and what's really one of your first full seasons at the affiliated ball level in pro ball?
It feels good to kind of see how I have matched up against these hitters. Everyone always talks about Double A being where the prospects are, so it feels good to kind of make a little name for myself if there is one. Just test myself each and every day. I get an opportunity to go pitch.
You also are sporting a brand new hair color since the last time we spoke. And I think anyone who came to the ballpark last week, you took off your hat, they might have been like, whoa, wait a minute. What's gone into the blonde hair you've been rocking here?
Just boredom. I did it in college a lot. Me and Seminaris a couple weeks ago were just going through old photos of college. And he saw that and he told me I should do it again. So I did it again. And I don't know, I enjoy it. Keeps stuff fresh. Keeps everything not boring here in the middle of August.
Did you do it on like a road trip? Did you do it on an off day? Because I know Russell Smith adopted the handlebar mustache and the Fu Manchu randomly in a rain out in Mississippi in like the third week of the season.
No, it was a Monday off day. We got back from, it's 2 weeks ago. Couldn't tell you now. It feels like it's been forever. But we got back Monday. Sunday night, went to Walmart, got the bleach. Woke up Monday morning, got a haircut. Bleached in my bathroom. Gotten some compliments on it, so I feel like I did a good job. Gonna redo it on Monday just so it gets a little blonder, just for fun.
You mentioned it, just having fun during a season. It's a long season. We're here in game 113 of 136. How important is it, and what's a long season, especially you guys out in the bullpen, just having some fun with it, keeping things loose?
You can't be too serious. If we were too serious, you spend too much time with each other, you're gonna end up not liking each other every day. Keeping it fun keeps the vibe good, keeps pitching good, keeps hopefully the wins stacking up. You never want to be the team that hates being around each other, because we got to be around each other 6 days a week, pretty much every hour of the day. So got to keep the camaraderie good.
Anything special you guys are doing down in the bullpen to keep things loose?
We've been having some good password games as of late. Me and Childers versus Russ and Yeager. Good series. It's 4-3 right now, them. We're up 7-6 in the game. We had a pause from Sunday. Me and Bill are, so looking forward to getting that one done tonight, hopefully tied up at 4-4. Maybe get a game 9 in tonight, not sure, but we'll try if we can.
Is it just password you guys mix it in other games? Someone's playing Pictionary down there?
We get some immaculate grids going here and there. It kind of just depends. Depends on how early we get into that. We get the first inning pretty much to mess around, and then after that you got to really lock it in, so just depends what's going on in the game. Maybe a rain delay definitely helps us out.
Who's the best at immaculate grid down there?
That's a tough one. Depends which immaculate grid we talk. The football one, probably Yeager or Wasner. Baseball, Bowman's up there. Chili's up there. Bus doesn't, he doesn't do it the whole time, doesn't bring in a lot to the team down there, but he tries. That's all we can ask for him, so it's a good time.
We're here in Birmingham. You talked about how you're really enjoying the ballpark, but you've been to a lot of road cities throughout your career. You got a favorite one or one that stands out in a big-time way?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa was a good spot. We stayed downtown, which is nice. Staying downtown helps a road city for sure. There's a lot more to do. Thinking back to Indy Ball, it's definitely not Great Falls, Montana. Maybe Billings. Billings isn't terrible, but haven't been a whole lot of places affiliate-wise that really stick out yet so far. So hopefully Birmingham's cool. Hopefully we keep it going from here.
And hopefully you guys get a couple wins as well. Appreciate the time, Mark.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Barons coming up next.